Oh, right on time. Okay, well, let's get started. Welcome. This is Orange County's Water District and Administration and Finance Issue Committee meeting. And today is Thursday, February 9th. And hold on 1 second. Yeah, Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll? Roll call, please.
Okay. Roll call, Director Yeo.
Present.
Director Nguyen. Director Nguyen, are you still here? Director Amezcua?
Present.
Director Meeks? Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Rowe? Director Rowe?
Here.
Director Bilodeau?
Present.
Director Sheldon?
I'm here.
Director Tran?
Present.
Director Green?
Yes.
You do have a quorum.
Oh, did you call my name, Christina?
I did.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Thank you. Do we have any visitors' participation? Okay, hearing, seeing none. All right, so let's go to our agenda items. First, we have the consent calendar consists of items 1 through 6. Does any directors wish to review any of the items? Okay, if not, I would entertain a motion for these items.
I'll make a motion.
And I'll second. Go ahead.
I will second the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion by Director Amezcua and seconded by Director Tran. Roll call.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Nguyen. Director Nguyen. Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Yes.
Director Nguyen, that was a yes from you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And an aye from me too.
Thank you. Director Rowe?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Thank you. I'm glad we sorted out the internet delay this morning. Okay, so let's go to item number 7, budget actual report for the second quarter, fiscal year 22-23.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe Melissa Ochoa will give the report to the committee this morning.
Yes, good morning, Board President and fellow committee members. Is my screen visible to everybody? Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Yes, great. Thank you. Presenting our operations budget to actual for the second quarter ending December 31st, 2022. Our first slide here, I do want to point out in the board, in the packet that was provided, the page parameters did not pick up the fourth footnote down here. However, this screen does pick it up. So I just wanted to point that out if you notice the difference. So I apologize for that. But this is our first slide here is our 6 operating expenses for the 6 months. And our first column here is our original budget that was set in April. Our total operating expenses were $159 million. And and our total revised was at $179 million in total. And our original budget included 5,000 acre feet of water, met untreated imported water. And we have received board approval to revise to purchase an additional 20,000 of acre feet of water. So that's the majority difference between the original budget and the revised budget in total. Our total annual year-to-date budget is at $92 million for the 6 months. And our actual expenses came in about $95 million in total, which leaves us about $3 million more than planned in total. And I'll begin with our first operating category, our general fund. We were at 863,000 less than planned. And these are our 21 departments, which I will go into detail for what makes up this variance. It's primarily our water production department, our public affairs, and Four Bay operations. So I'll go into further details on the next slide. Our replacement and refurbishments, we were about 1.8 million more than planned. And our budget is annualized over the 12 months. So our actual expenses that we have here are for the microfiltration membranes we purchased for 6.4 million, but our annualized budget is at 2.9 million. So that primarily makes up the difference. It's really a tiny difference. We purchased the membranes quicker than the actual budget is set for the 6 months. Our PFAS O&M, we actually don't have a variance, but I do wanted to explain this is a new category on our operating expenses here. This is our, we have budgeted $4 million for the operation and maintenance expenses related to the PFAS treatments. And we have not yet received any invoices to book this. So, but we do go ahead and estimate about $2 million for the 6 months. Our water purchases are 2.8 million more than the revised budget. And in the first 6 months, we have purchased about 16,800 acre feet of MET untreated imported water. And due to the recent rains, I don't anticipate, or we don't anticipate that there'll be any additional water purchases for the year. And again, it's annualized. So that's therefore you'll see the 2.9 million more than planned because we bought majority of it in the first 6 months. Our next slide is our general fund, and this is the 21 cost centers in summary, where here you'll see the, I'm just gonna increase it. You'll see 863,000 less than planned. And I highlighted three categories that made up this variance. First, beginning with our public affairs department, they're about 254,000 less than planned. And this is primarily due to two major public events that they hold for the Children's Water Festival and our OC Water Summit. So those typically occur later in the fiscal year, and therefore our expenses will be more in line with the annualized budget. Our water production is about 268,000 lower than the revised budget. And this is primarily due to chlorine chemical expenses. Those were about 650,000 lower than the budget for the 6 months. However, we do anticipate that this expense will increase due to the price increases that were set in January and subsequent of this period. So for the GWRS production with our final expansion going online, as well as just price increases. And our Four Bay operations was about 209,000 less than planned. And this is primarily due to lower expenses in our maintenance for heavy equipment and structural and improvement expenses. And then we also give attachment C is our departments in detail, more specific details for the expenses for your review. And I will go to the last slide. Our last slide is our increases. The operations budget to actual for our revenues. In total, the revenues for the 6 months is at about 101 million, and our budget is at 102.8 million, which is approximately about 2 million lower than the budget. Our replenishment assessments were actually 11.4 million lower than planned for the 6 months. And we have our budget is set for 147,550 acre feet of groundwater pumping, but actual for the 6 months came in at 127,203 acre feet, which is about 14% lower than planned. And our rent and revenues were about $5 million more than planned. And this is primarily due to the district receiving approximately $3 million for litigation settlements. And this concludes my presentations. Any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Ochoa. Does anyone have any question for her? Okay, if not, then can I have a motion, please?
Yes, I would move approval.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion from Director Whitaker and seconded by Director Meeks. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to item number 8, Board and Committee Meeting Administration. Mr. Marcus?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'll pass this over to John Kennedy.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. So, we are preparing for the end of the governor's COVID-19 emergency order, which is due to expire at the end of the month. And assuming the governor does not extend the emergency order, we will go back to the system, the pre-COVID system we had, where if a board member is unable to attend a board or committee meeting in person, but the board member still wants to participate in the meeting, then we will have to list the address the board member will be at when they participate in the meeting on the meeting agenda. And then members of the public must be able to access that address to allow them to participate in the meeting also at that location. So wanted to make sure that the board members understand that. But then going forward, we have a couple of decisions to make. And the first decision is, staff is recommending that we continue to offer the Zoom option for the board and committee meetings for all meetings, all the time. And then anybody who's unable to attend a meeting in person, they could Zoom in. And that would be available to board members or the public. So that's the first decision before the board. Do we do that or not? And then assuming the board does want to offer the Zoom option for all meetings going forward, we have to decide exactly how we would administer that in the boardroom. And so one option, or we looked at two options on how to work the boardroom with the Zoom option. The first option is for the board members to have a laptop computer in front of them. You would be sitting in the boardroom, but you would still have a laptop in front of you. And then, you know, presentations would be shown on your computer and on the main screen in the boardroom. And we would turn the audio off on the computer and we would use the audio that's in the boardroom. But that's the first option. And then the second option is to have a new camera installed in the boardroom on the back wall. And then individuals who are zooming into the meeting would see a panoramic view of the entire boardroom. So the first option, where you have a laptop in front of you, it'd be very similar to how we operate now, where you're sitting at home or you're sitting in your office and you have a laptop in front of you. But with this, you'd be sitting in the boardroom with a laptop in front of you. Or the second option is kind of similar to how cities are operating, where you have a camera, you know, installed in the back of the back wall of the boardroom. And then that camera would give kind of a panoramic view of the entire boardroom, and people zooming in would see that picture. So again, two decisions before the board. Do we continue to Zoom the meetings? And then if the answer to that is yes, then exactly how do you want to administer that in the boardroom? So that's the presentation, and Mike and Bruce and I are here for any questions.
Okay, thank you, John. Director Green, go ahead.
Yes, if we use the laptops at the dais, would we be taking those home? Now I, you know, review and outline my agendas. How would I do that with a laptop?
Well, you, John, go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead.
I can answer that. Good morning, Director Green, committee, and board. The idea would be the laptops would be set up at the prior to the meeting by staff, the district secretaries, and then taken down, not sent home with the directors. They would be used exclusively for the board and committee meetings. In addition, when we looked at laptops, we configured them so that if the board were to decide not to use them any further, they could be reallocated to staff where appropriate. But for now, the laptops would be set up before the meeting. The audio, though, would go through the audio system in the room and go out to Zoom through the room and come in through Zoom to the room. And it would run just like a typical in-person meeting, however, with the laptop acting as a Zoom camera in front of you.
So we would continue bringing our iPads for our agendas.
Correct.
Our notes.
Correct.
Plus the laptop. Will there be room for all of that at our seats?
There should be.
Okay.
There should be.
Okay. Can you look and make sure?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
And Bruce,
make sure there's room for a cup of tea for Director Green.
Okay. Yes, of course.
And Director Yo.
And for committee meetings, we wouldn't need to use a laptop in C2. The only time we'd use the laptops would be for meetings in the boardroom.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Does that answer your question, Director Green?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Director Masqua, please.
I would only like to ask that we continue Zoom at this time as needed. Like for myself, since COVID, I've had a cough for off and on for 2 years, and I don't like to attend meetings when I have that. So Zoom for me, because it's a constant cough, so Zoom for me works, and then there'll be times that I could be present in person. So I just wanted to share that.
Is that a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we continue offering Zoom, identifying where the meeting is, sharing the address. I've done it on the school board. I've done it with the city council. And so that's my motion, that we continue with Zoom for those who would like to, as needed.
So for clarification, your motion is to approve the recommended actions 1 and 2?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And I have a question for John. So if we go this route, the option for the directors to attend meeting through Zoom is only on emergency basis and twice a calendar year, right?
No, there's actually two options. If you're going to miss a meeting and you want to Zoom in, you have two options. The one is just how we used to operate, where you just
list the address, right?
Yeah, you list the address. But the other option is described in the staff report, and there was that bill 2449. And the reason for missing the meeting falls under one of those categories in the Assembly Bill 2449, then you don't have to list your address on the agenda. So you can see what the kind of the reasons for meeting are under that Assembly Bill. So you have two ways to go if you're going to miss a meeting, and the safest way is just to do what we always did and list your address. But if you, those the reasons are listed up there now. There's a just cause justification and an emergency circumstance justification. And if your reason for missing falls under one of those categories, then you don't have to list your address.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Yes, I believe Director Green, you're next.
Yeah. I just want further clarification. So if you call in, give your address, put up your sign and everything at that address, then there is no limit to the amount of times you can Zoom in?
Exactly, correct? Yeah. Thanks for...
Or just like that. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah.
Okay, Director Tran.
Yeah, question for clarification. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The advantages or disadvantages between having a laptop and basically using a common screen in the boardroom for hearings. Can Mr. Kennedy clarify that for us?
We've talked to a few board members, talked to the executive committee, and staff could go either way here, but we had a few board members make comments that they would appreciate having a laptop in front of them during a meeting to maybe bring in notes or even call up the agenda. So that's why we said, you know, let's go the route of having a laptop in front of the board member. But, you know, staff is wide open. We could go in either direction there.
John, can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
That the laptops would show the presentation as well as the big screen in the room. So it would be clear to the director sitting at the dais. They wouldn't have the agenda on that. They'd have that separately on their iPad but at least the presentation would be shown both in the main screen and on the screen on the laptop at the dais.
Exactly. Very well. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Nguyen, please.
Yes, could staff tell us which way would be the most the least expensive but gives the public access?
I think we believe, Director Nguyen, that using the laptop is the lesser of the two as far as expense is concerned. Plus with the camera, if the directors would want to have the camera zoom in when a certain director is talking or move around, pan from left to right, we'd have to have an operator operating that camera. And still the clarity of the picture may not be as good as the clarity of having a laptop. In other words, right now we're all using a computer or a camera. All of us have our individual squares on Zoom. With each director having their own laptop in front of them, they would have their own, not square, rectangle on the Zoom call. So everyone would be able to see them fairly well.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, all right. We have, Director Reinhardt, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not clear. Are you offering a hybrid for the, interested parties to participate in or not? I'm not clear on that.
Yeah, anybody would be able to attend a meeting via Zoom with our recommendation here. Public board, yeah.
Well, and I think AB 2449, if you look at the third bullet, it does say the public must be able to remotely participate in the meeting, either by two-way telephonic services and live webcast or two-way audio-visual platform. And Zoom would fulfill that requirement.
Okay, so, but again, recognize that if something happened on your side, with the audiovisual to where someone could not participate, you would have to stop the meeting or you couldn't take a vote because now you're as I understand it, maybe Jeremy was to weigh in on that, because now I'm prevent not, it's not on my side, but it's on your side.
And I think that's been kind of the rule the last 3 years since we've been utilizing Zoom. So that would continue.
Yeah, that's right. It's similar to what we have under 361 right now. So if you do have a disruption, but that would only be if you're using a 2449, you know, if someone is calling in on that basis, if you have, you know, if someone has posted the agenda at their house and it was posted on the agenda where they were remote location, then.
Yeah, Jeremy, that was my distinction is yeah. if you're offering it every time, regardless, that's different than when you're offering it because somebody is remotely, isn't that the case?
Yeah, I mean, it would depend on the circumstances. If someone was participating under 2449, whether you'd have to stop or not.
Okay, thank you. Director Shelton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think my question goes back to Director Kranz regarding the, I just had a brain cramp. I'll think of it.
Steve, it's hard to understand you.
Yeah, maybe you want to turn your camera
off. It's hard for me to understand my...
your bandwidth is
kind of
lacking today.
It's hard to understand myself. Why don't you put me on hold for a minute and come back to me, Mr. Chairman?
Okay. All right. Do we have any other questions from the committee members? On the board?
Oh, wait. Now, okay, I apologize. I think there were some questions regarding the laptop, and I was watching a city council meeting, and the council member speaking, their face was obstructed by their laptop. And even those not speaking were somewhat obstructed. So what would be the height, and how would that work?
John, did you get a question?
Yeah, so the question is, a laptop could obstruct a board member's face when they're talking? Yeah, I think we would just have to work around that. Or...
based upon the larger camera that you have.
Yeah, I think an overall comment is that if we go down this road of having laptops and the board decides they don't like it, we could go to the option where we have a camera in the back of the room and we're not using laptops. So whatever we decide here this morning does not have to be permanent.
I just wanted to raise the issue that you can be aware of it. So you can see how that works out, reach your attention, that you could find remedy around it.
No, I did not catch all that. If there was a question there,
I was just raising this so that you could be aware of the potential situation. And as the system is designed, you could maybe test it out and try to find a way that does not occur.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Director Shelton. Director Nguyen.
So does that mean that the laptop serves two purposes? One is so that each of the directors can be screened on Zoom, and then the other one is so that we can see some presentation on the laptop?
Yes, Director, when you'd be able to see the presentation on the laptop, you'd also be in the boardroom. So if you wanted to view the presentation on the larger screen, you could do that. But so we'd be projecting on the larger screen, and you would be able to see that on your laptop through Zoom as well.
So if we don't have to Zoom, then we probably don't need the laptop, but because of the Zoom feature, we need the laptop. Is that correct?
Yes, and we need the camera also. So we use the laptop to be able to get onto the Zoom platform, and then the camera in the laptop to be able to project the director's face onto or into Zoom.
Then I have a different question. What about mounting monitors for each of the directors, but there's another one camera for the entire board? Would that be efficient?
I think that would take modification to the dais in order to do that. And that would probably be much more costly than what we're proposing with the laptop option.
But oh, because of all the hookups?
Right. Putting, as I understand it, putting a monitor in front of each director up at the dais would include, I guess, purchasing that monitor and then having to modify the dais itself to fit the screen into the dais.
Oh, because I saw some that sits on to the dais, and it's the diameter is about 8 by 10, and it just lay on there, and it's removable. And I was just wondering because I saw it in another board, so just thinking about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Director Nguyen, just a comment for or direction for the staff to look into some matter, or maybe look into the size of the laptop so it's not obstructing the faces of the directors, something like that.
Yeah, I don't think the laptop and the camera is that much of an issue, because you can. You can move the height of your seat, and the camera on a laptop is normally at the top of the screen, and you can manipulate the screen back and forward also to be able to get yourself looking directly at the camera.
Okay, well, let's try it out to see. we still have some discussions here. Director Shelton. Director Sheldon, did you have another question? No? Okay, and I'm sorry, Director Meeks.
Yes, that's a better.
Okay. Go ahead, please, Steve. Steve, we're not hearing
okay,
you.
Okay, I was switching. Okay, I'm here. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate that. So this follows up on Director Wynn's comment. Is there going to be a camera in the back to pan the entire board? I'm unclear on that.
I think what we're suggesting, Director Sheldon, is to do one or the other. And so our recommendation is the individual laptops.
Okay. I just thought kind of in the past meetings, Bruce had gone into a lot of conversation of how we were going to do all that. So I just feel that, to me, that feels better, having the board and kind of going back to that kind of where you see the entire board and you see the board interacting. You just don't see each person individually on their laptop. There's the totality of the board together. Feels better to me.
For people that are zooming into the meeting?
For democracy. Yes, I guess for people zooming in and
we'll all
process
in-
that, you know, everyone is there as humans and people interacting. And so I think it's better to kind of have that. And if it requires an operator for an hour twice a month for their board meeting, maybe it's for board meetings, I think that's worth it. in my opinion.
And we can go that option if the the board so chooses.
I'm just one of 10 giving some thoughts. Maybe we can, you know, try it out with less expensive equipment and just maybe, you know, get to see how it feels before making a large financial investment. Will these laptops be the ones that we currently have, or will they be ones that are acquired and permanent on the desk? That would be a desktop rather, but what will be the source of the laptops?
We would purchase them.
Okay. Those would be like an Apple iPad or a Dell iPad?
A laptop right now.
So it'd be a laptop session. Computer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, staff is ready to go either direction.
What's the cost of those?
$12,000. I think is what we have budgeted, what our recommendation is.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 16. Yeah.
I was close. 16,000. I'm sorry.
And what did the camera cost again?
Bruce?
The cameras that we were looking at are about 1500 plus we've got to do some cabling and connections. And so probably we're looking at cameras in the range of about 3,000 to 5,000, just ballpark.
And those cameras be operated remotely by an operator?
One of the two types of cameras we're looking at can be, yes.
Okay. We typically have quite a bit of staff at our board meetings. So I just think that's something for the board's consideration to think about.
Okay.
I like old school.
Noted. Thank you. So next is Bruce, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm comforted by the notion that whatever we choose initially, it's not going to be permanent. And it sounds as though the startup costs are pretty minimal. So it, for me, sounds more like a work in progress, and we'll be able to work out any wrinkles as we go forward. So the laptop proposal appears to be workable from my standpoint. That's all.
Thank you, Director Whitaker. Director Amesqua.
Director Whitaker, thank you for your comments. I agree with you. I also wanted to just mention, Mike and John, tablets are smaller. I know there was some conversation right now about the size. And so I use a tablet. It is smaller. It works quite well. It's just an option. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not giving any direction. Just if there's a concern about the size of laptops, the one I travel with and the one I use on the dais is quite small, and I can see it and they can see our faces. So I just wanted to share that. So thank you.
All right, Director Sheldon again.
Thank you. I'm just getting here to the game late a little, but I apologize. I was having some issues with my other transmission. The suggestion on the tablet is great. And that's the sort of thing I'm thinking of. And to add to that, could we just use our own iPad instead of having the district have to purchase and make that $12,000 initial cost?
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
Well, I don't know
how the other directors feel about that.
Okay, thank you. Director Green.
Yes, I'd like to ask some of the city council members or school board members or whoever already use technology like this, what has worked well for them? Any ideas that, I don't know of who uses what technology, but can any of you tell me what has worked well in your cities?
Yes, Kathy. At City of Fullerton, we have active camera control. We have multiple cameras in the chamber, and it's worked quite well for us.
Do you have technicians in the chambers directing all the cameras and everything?
We have, downstairs, we have a person controlling those cameras, the active camera, and monitoring the meeting. And we usually keep a tech person handy as well throughout the pandemic, because there would be, issues that would arise to keep the meeting going.
Okay.
It's not real inexpensive, but it provides the most encompassing and the best quality, in our opinion.
Does anybody use laptops now?
Hi, this is Director Amesqua. We do, Anna. We have the tablets or the laptops. They are, as I had indicated, smaller. They're on the dais in front of us. And we also have staff in the chambers, and we have the camera. So when we're speaking, the camera's directly on us. Then it'll scan the area and show all of the council members, mayor. It works. It's been working. Every once in a while, there's a hiccup and there's staff there present. If our devices are not working properly, like when we're taking a vote. But it goes in the time that I've been there very smoothly. The 8 years on the school board, it went well. Every once in a while, like I said, there is a hiccup, but that's what staff are there for. But when I joined Santa Ana City Council, again, I received a tablet, small, I travel with it. I'm able to be in meetings. And then when I'm sitting in the chambers, there's a small tablet there in front of me and small device. It looks like a laptop. That's small one. Our faces are shown clearly. And we don't have too many problems. And it's worked for us as well.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
I'll just give some history of what Anaheim does. We televise our city council meetings and have hardwired computers at the dais that we can use, and then we can bring our tablet for our agenda and things if our city issued that. But I like the idea of it being hardwired, set up at the dais. Because you avoided some of the problems that you have with people's personal devices not interacting well. So I think it should be something that's owned and operated by the district. And we don't televise for commission meetings, like planning commission and all the other commissions that we have there. So, I mean, that could be something that the board could think about too for the actual board meetings. We could have this technology and this option for people to participate, but maybe we don't have that expense for the commission meetings or the committee meetings.
Yes, and I failed to add that we do televise our planning commission meetings as well.
Thank you, Director Nguyen.
Yes. In the past where I've had meetings, Zoom meetings, where four or five people are in the same vicinity, it has this echo and screeching sound because we're in close proximity. So I was just wondering if staff has a solution for that. And then the second question is, has staff check into WebEx, and if WebEx is any better than Zoom?
Mike, I can answer the question on the audio.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So if the meetings are in the boardroom, all the audio would be going through the microphones. Someone, a director or somebody speaking at the podium, it would be going through the microphones. The Zoom on the laptop would have the audio disabled. So the laptops are not picking up audio, just the microphones that are in the room. So it would go through the room's audio system out to Zoom, out to the public in Zoom. And then anybody speaking remotely into Zoom would come in through the speakers in the room. And it works very well. And we've tested it. We've used it before, and we've tested it recently as well. I think at January's meeting, Director Yeo had a concern about audio and echoing, and we checked that and double checked that, and the audio in the room is pretty good. It's actually really good, and through Zoom, it's very good. So that shouldn't happen with the laptops or iPads solution.
Thank you.
And as far as the Zoom platform, we've had success in using that really for the last 3 years. And I know with WebEx, I participated in a few WebEx conferences, and I think Zoom is a superior platform.
Thank you. And I apologize, I actually need to run. So I'm gonna pass the baton to Director Nguyen to continue the discussion. Director Nguyen, is that okay? Vice Chair Nguyen? All right, let's continue. Director Shelton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I learned something new. I guess so the laptop device, whatever's up there, is not for the audio. It's only for the visual of, say, the agenda, or if there is a speaker who also has a video. Would that be correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it just seems to me that laptop is just sort of becoming less important from my thought. I think Director Meeks did raise a good point about it being hardwired and being there independent. I'm not sure how all that is affected in light of what we just now said about having our own microphone. We'd have a laptop, we'd have a microphone. The laptop we'd look at for if we wanted to look at the agenda, we wanted to look at something else, we wanted to research something while a meeting was going on because we wanted to comment on something. And it could also be used if a member of the public wanted to speak and they had audio. That would be the main utilization of it.
Really the main utilization in my view, Director Sheldon, is the camera.
Right, it's the video, correct, the camera. But would you be able to utilize those other items that I mentioned?
On the laptop, Bruce?
There would be, you could, yes. But remembering
like
that
if Zoom I wanted to talk about the Zoom Delta and I wanted to look up something real quick on the Delta, I could, or on groundwater recharge, I could look at something or an email, that right?
You could.
I'm not sure that's a good thing, but we could. Okay. Like I said, no, I'm not sure it's a good thing. So it's for the camera. So then I go back to the larger camera. To me is I feel is preferred. And I think any member can have their iPad up there if they so chose for their personal use, which we kind of had before COVID. Before COVID, as I recall. So I know there's a lot of twists and nuances here. My just preference is for the camera, generally speaking, as a way to broadcast to the public versus our own iPad. So they're just seeing me or my colleague, and they're not seeing the like potentially other directors near me. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Shelton. Director Meswa, is it okay if I pass the baton to you? I do need to run. Could you please take over the discussion?
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, everyone. Have a good day.
We have a mayor in the room who can run the meeting.
I don't know. This is my third or fourth meeting here, so please bear with me.
I think we're a little more tame than sometimes others.
Just to follow up on your thought with the single camera, Director Sheldon. What would happen with that is that camera would have its own rectangle on Zoom. And that would be for the boardroom. So if it were to pan out, it could see the entire dais. I'm not so sure the clarity. I mean, given the size of the rectangle on our screens this morning, if you can kind of imagine seeing the entire dais on that screen, it would be rather small. If we were to have an operator run the camera, they could zoom in if a director were speaking, so that you know there was just that one image on the screen.
But you might have another director next to them. You wouldn't be 100% of them.
Exactly. Yeah. I just want to make sure that.
Well, I'm glad that you told us that. I was unaware that we would. That does make sense. So the camera would have would be like its own participant on Zoom, and someone could watch that.
Yes.
Thank you for the additional information.
Yeah. So, and if the board wants to go that way, that's fine. With the laptops, each director would have their own rectangle on the Zoom call.
So you could have you could have both. That seems to me to be a good direction that I seem to like.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
No, I was just gonna say we're gonna suggest one or the other.
Well, you just suggested having both.
No. I was just trying to clarify if you just had the camera option, the camera would have its own rectangle.
Right, so you could have the camera option with the Zoom.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that would be tied into the Zoom. Yeah.
So you'd have both, really.
You could implement both options if you wanted.
The same. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty expensive.
Well, the camera would be like a participant. It'd have its own. It would be there. It wouldn't be. I guess it wouldn't move. It'd just be there all the time. And if you want to see the entire, you could take a look at the entire board, which I think is good. Someone could, you know, look at that and what have you. Maybe we don't need as expensive. I know that when Bruce was giving us pricing, that may be the less expensive kind of camera. So I don't know. I tend to like that.
I was just suggesting from the conversation I heard is that the laptop may clutter the dais. And so if we were to have the camera, then it would eliminate the laptop at the dais so that the directors could use their own devices to look at the agenda, to, you know, do whatever they needed to do during the meeting.
I'm going to go back and remember which council meeting I was watching where the speaker was blocked by their screen in front of them. I think it was an Orange County municipality that I was watching. You couldn't see the member of the city council speaking. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to that's what raises. So what direction do you need from the board right now?
Well, I think there was a motion already made. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Christina, was there a motion made?
Yes, Director Mezqua did motion for the recommended action.
Okay.
So
this is Director Nguyen. I'll second the motion.
So, okay. Then, so we have a motion. I'm not chairing the meeting, but so we can have some dialogue on the motion.
There are still hands.
We could, pardon?
Still hands.
Right? Oh, other people, I'm sorry. Others want to talk. I'm sorry. I'll wait.
I'm sorry. I can't see them. I'm at home zooming here. So,
okay. I can help. Directors Whitaker and Meeks have their hand raised.
Okay, Director Meade.
I just wanted to clarify Director Sheldon's suggestion. So he was suggesting a static camera in the back showing the whole board that would be a participant in Zoom, but each board member would still have their own box on Zoom.
I'm not recommending that, but if that is what, if we're going to go Zoom, we should have that.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going to go laptop, I think it wouldn't be much to have that extra participant so you can just see the entire body. I would prefer to not have I would prefer to have the cameras be the primary, but if it's the pleasure of the board to go another direction, I think that could be, it wouldn't be hard to add that.
Yeah, I would support the motion that's on the table right now. And if we need feel like we need to add that camera in the future, then, I mean, that's certainly something we can add, but we can move forward with the recommendation from staff. So that was just my comment.
Director Whitaker has his hand up.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to add on previously, after our general manager's discussion on this, we've been doing this option at APA for a short while, where there's a single fixed camera at the boardroom, the conference room. And the only difficulty with that is it tends to diminish what's happening in the boardroom. The picture is very small, and there's no way really to isolate individual speakers at all. So if someone wants to get a trial run at this, just tune into the SAPA meeting next time and you'll see it's been better than nothing, but I don't think long-term it really serves the public very well. It more or less diminishes the boardroom and whoever is attending there.
Okay, great. Thank you. I don't see any other hands up. Are there any other hands?
I don't see any other hands raised.
I think we're prepared to move forward. There was a motion. There was a second.
Would you like a roll call?
Please.
Okay. Roll call. Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Okay. Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Okay. That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Perfect. Thank you. Go to the next item. I'm trying to see it on my phone. I apologize. Here's where we talk about the complications, right? Is there another item?
Yes. The next item is the informational item, monthly cash disbursements report.
Perfect. There we go. Okay. I have it now. The chair director, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. The information is contained in the packet.
Great, thank you. Director announcements, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. General manager's announcement. Any reporting?
Director Nguyen has her hand raised.
Director Nguyen, go ahead.
Well, I don't have any announcement. I just want to add on to the last item about the cameras. Maybe when we have the agenda on the board meeting, if we could have maybe a slide presentation, a visual, it might be better to imagine this system. Thank you.
Perfect. That sounds good to me. Thank you. Director comments, let me see. Are there any other hands up?
No.
No.
I think I can adjourn now, correct?
General manager.
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what he had indicated. Okay. All right, I believe this meeting is now adjourned and thank you for being patient with me. I think I handled the last 3 minutes okay.